And Doug Martin has joined us. You trying that Nashville hot chicken yet, Doug?
Not yet. Not
sounds
yet.
Pretty good, though.
It does sound good right now. I need breakfast, so it sounds delicious.
You ever have fried chicken for breakfast?
I have.
I know I have.
I have. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Straight out of the fridge, too, leftovers?
Yes.
Doug Martin, of course, all pro. Now, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because, it, you know, to get to the Pro Bowl is hard enough. Mm-hmm. But there are over 100 Pro Bowlers.
Mm.
All pro. That's amazing. Did you think when you were getting started at St. Mary's High School in Stockton you're going to be all pro RB?
Nope. Not at all. Not at all. When I first started playing football in high school, so I had no idea, you know, that my journey would start there. But no, I'm glad where I am now.
I played football at St. Mary's College, and my roommate for road games was a former St. Mary's High quarterback, guy by the name of Pete Johnson. Yeah,
okay.
This is in the 80s.
Okay.
So you get recruited by some Pac-10 schools, and you decide Boise State is
– No, no.
You weren't recruited.
I wasn't recruited by a lot of Pac-10 schools. I was only recruited from – Boise State was my first option.
Okay.
And then I was also recruited by, state like Cal Poly, Nevada, Utah State. And that's pretty much it. That's all I was developing as a player, and I think coaches saw that I was still developing, so they didn't really come after me hard coming out of high school.
Was that Chris Peterson?
Yes, Chris Peterson.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was a former Davis quarterback.
UC Davis?
Back in the day.
UC Davis, and then they also played under also Coach Franks, who was the head coach at St. Mary's. They also that's where that whole connection came in for the Boise State.
Very good. And playing in the – I guess it wasn't the Big Sky then, but you play like in the Kibbe Dome in Moscow, Idaho, and you play Idaho State.
Idaho State.
What was that like playing in that
Idaho. We call it the can. The can over
well, you
there.
If you get a touchdown, you're going to run into a wall.
Exactly, yeah. It was that was a rival. That was a rival called that the DAV, Dog-Ass Vandals. that was our rivals. So, yeah.
Doug Martin is here representing FedEx. We'll get to that in a second. Of course, they have their FedEx Air and Ground NFL Players of the Year once again.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching you against my Raiders, and I don't want to say they're your Raiders, too, since you were born in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
But you went insane that day in a good way for you. 251 yards. The Raiders could not find you anywhere on the field that day. I watched that game, and not to say your career was born, but it kind of was that day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it kind of was. That was, you know, the best game I ever had ever and probably will ever have. But, you know, it would be nice to have that type of game again. But, yeah, you know, it was a special game for me. You know, I had like a crowd of 50-plus like family and friends there at that game. And it was one thing special about the game that I only had like 15 yards or 30 yards in the first half. So all those yards came in the second half. So that was definitely a special game for me.
So what's that like when you're going home more or less to the Coliseum? How many free tickets do you get? Like four, and then the rest you just have to like start calling people.
Yeah, start calling people. You know, I tell all my people to call my mom.
It's like, Are you using your tickets? Like,
yeah, exactly. So I just tell you people to call my people and see what they can do. So.
So Tampa Bay, a couple questions. First of all, brand new head coach Dirk Cutter, a guy known for some creative little offenses. Have you talked to Dirk yet, or do you?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, as when I found out, I called him, congratulated him. You know, it was definitely a surprise and a shock to everybody that Lovie was fired. You know, because we did progress as a team, the year prior, but. You know, it's a business thing, and, you know, I think Dirk is going to do an awesome job.
And Dirk, of course, with his season with Jameis, I think that's very, very important. They don't switch up the whole thing on him.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you look at Jameis' first pass in the NFL, a pick six, but he went on to have a very, very good season. The interception total was very, very low. You saw that silky, smooth arm.
Yeah.
What was it like playing with a guy like that? Number one overall pick. You know, had some off-the-field problems, but the talent was there. What's it like dealing with somebody so young and so talented like that?
Yeah. You know, the off-the-field problems, you know, I did have, you know, people did have doubts, and people would wonder how would he do in the NFL if you gave him all this money. But I think he made the transition pretty well, and he understood the responsibility, and everything that he could lose, you know, if you continued the antics off the field. So in that case, he matured. And on the field, you know, he's definitely a great leader. He definitely was a spark on our team. And he's definitely, you know, he's very high energy. You know, he wants to win. He has the will to win. And, you know, it's contagious. You know, it's to the point where, you know, it's a run play. He hands off the ball, he turns around, and he goes to block. That's the type, and he does it in the game. Yeah. He does it in the game. So that's the type of attitude, the type of the player that we need.
So when you were coming out of high school, and you know, you don't look like Adrian Peterson, a 6'3" monster.
Yeah.
Was that mostly? It's like, yeah, we want a little thunder and lightning, but you know, he's not big enough to make it. You got a lot of that, I'm sure, when you were starting out.
Yeah, I did get a lot of that. People thought that I was average. I wasn't the fastest guy, but I think what makes me different with other running backs is that my heart and my willpower, to be successful and to be somebody that he really dives and commits to his role and commits to, and winning. So yeah.
What was the game, the bowl game? There was like a Statue of Liberty or a Fumble Rooski.
Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah,
2006.
Yeah.
Ian Johnson.
And then he, yeah, Johnny. Then
the
he,
Statue of Liberty play.
Right, Statue of Liberty. And then he proposes.
Yep,
Were you on that game?
No, I came the year after.
Oh,
the
okay.
Golden. Everybody that was recruited after that game was the golden era.
Okay.
That age, yeah. Trying to get to the Nationals, that whole era, so yeah.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit more about the FedEx Air and Ground Player of the Year, because this is recognizing some top players.
Yeah, yeah. It's myself, Adrian Peterson, and Todd Gurley, and which are the ground players. And the Air Player of the Year nominees include Drew Brees, Tom Brady, and Carson Palmer. Also, you can vote. Vote for your player on NFL.com/FedEx until today at 3 p.m. Eastern. Also, FedEx will make a $25,000 donation in each year in each winning player's name to American Red Cross Checkers in our team cities. The donation is partly of a newly launched FedEx Care program, which is a celebration of the Super Bowl 50, is committing $50 million, I repeat, $50 million to disaster preparedness and relief efforts like Red Cross around the globe by 2020.
That's all off the top of your head. That's not bad.
I am good. I said it many times. Yeah.
Going around. And, so it's you, it's Todd Gurley,
yeah,
and it's AP. And I'm going to vote for you, not just because you're sitting here, but AP, he's won enough stuff.
Yeah.
And Gurley's a rook. You don't deserve this as a rookie. So for you, a guy who had to prove people wrong, is this important to you?
It is. It's just not a personal accomplishment. It's also a team accomplishment. I got to thank my guys up front. I'm telling my speech right now what I'm going to do when I win. it's definitely something that's important to me.
And finally, Tampa Bay, I would think in that division, not to say that any division isn't like super strong or super weak, playoffs next year for you guys?
I believe we can. I definitely believe we can. For what we did this year, we definitely have a lot of potential and the potential to become a playoff contender.
That is Doug Martin, All-Pro Doug Martin. And, I know this is where you want to get, not here on Radio Row, but at the actual game. So I hope it works out for you, and you got a lot of fans in NorCal, my man. So best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Doug Martin for FedEx Air and Ground Player of the Year. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back on Radio Row, live on Sports Byline.